WRV FM Burlington. Thank you so much for listening. This has been The Nest with me, DJ Osprey.
Could only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks as always for listening.
I saw you sitting in the rain.
Have you ever questioned why gifting flowers is such a common gesture of kindness or love? Well, listen here. Believe it or not, the presence of flowers triggers happy emotions. Their presence also increases the feeling of life satisfaction and positively affects social behavior. A team of researchers from Rutgers conducted a 10-month study that has concluded that flowers are a natural and healthy way to regulate your mood. Dr. Jeanette Haviland-Jones found that flowers have an immediate impact on happiness. All study participants expressed true or excited smiles upon receiving flowers, demonstrating extraordinary delight and gratitude. Flowers have a long-term positive effect on moods. Specifically, study participants reported feeling less depressed, anxious, and agitated after receiving flowers. Flowers make intimate connections. The presence of flowers led to increased contact with family and friends. So, next time you're wondering what to get a loved one or what to bring to a dinner party, bring flowers. They are sure to make the recipient smile. This message is brought to you by your flower-loving DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Welcome to In the Mix. We're your hosts, Natalie Richardson-Wymore
and Charlotte Kane.
What comes to mind when you think of a night in Burlington, Vermont? Some might say a night in the woods around a campfire, or an evening down on Church Street.
To UVM students, the answer might be a little different.
Today, we bring you a story about the underground music scene in Burlington, as told by bands, fans, and venue managers.
What work goes into that basement show you stumbled upon? How did your favorite student band meet?
Get a behind-the-scenes look on your Friday night on this episode of In the Mix.
Publishing house.
The doghouse.
Rest in peace.
Spud Spot and Winooski.
Publishing house.
The fishbowl.
Comatose kids.
Lunch and soap.
Cows on the moon.
Cows on the moon is a classic.
Burlington, though home to only 44,000 people, is well known for its music scene. Hello Burlington BT credits the music scene to a helpful placement of the city between Boston, New York, and Montreal, while the Lang House notes the often cheap but high-quality bands playing around downtown.
Famously home to American rock band Phish, Burlington has also produced musical acts such as 99 Neighbors, R.A.Q., and Twiddle.
To find out more about the music scene today, we talked to two house show venues in the UVM area. First, we headed to Winooski to hear from Spud Spot.
I'm Wyatt.
I'm Amelia.
I'm Seth.
I'm Aiden.
The members of the house asked that their names be withheld to preserve the safety of their lease.
We were introduced to a fifth member of Spud Spot, their namesake. Spud.
Oh, Spud has entered the domain.
Hey, Spud. Who's a good boy? I don't know if we mentioned the namesake of the venue is this dog right here, Spud.
If you've been here, it's his face on your hand.
Yeah.
Spud Spot started having shows once or twice a month in the spring of 2023.
So essentially, I mean, I like to think that, like, the ethos for, like, Spud's proper kind of started. I kind of got sort of a knack for it. Back when I was, like, in high school, I was throwing, like, you know, crazy parties and stuff like that. And, like, my brother was the one also. He would throw parties, too. But, like, mine, we wouldn't get caught. I would always clean up. You know, I would always clean up the night of. And so I liked to think I was, like, better at it than he was. And so I kind of, like, got a feel for it back in the day. This was kind of where I had the dumb idea to, you know, do very illegal activities in my basement, as many normal people do.
Then we headed back to Burlington on East Avenue to talk to the owners of the house project.
Jake, Hunter.
My name is Jonas Campagna.
The House Project had their first gig in the spring of 2024.
I've been in bands my whole life, seriously, since maybe sophomore year of high school. And I have so much music equipment, like an insane amount, and just accumulated it over the years. And at some point, we were all kind of talking, and we're like, we can do something with this. And in Burlington, I mean, you have Publishing House. There was Monkey House, which closed down. Spud Spot opened recently. Litter Box, which closed down. Like, it's a never-ending cycle. It just kind of took action, like, last year.
We talked to some current bands to hear more about today's scene from the musician's perspective.
Okay, oh yeah. So we're Soap the Band. My name is Aurora. I sing and I play guitar sometimes, and I do a lot of the writing.
I'm Drew, keyboard and vocals.
I'm Jake. I play guitar and sometimes bass.
I'm Corby. I just play the bass.
I'm Jake Cass. Play the drums.
Soap describes their own music as indie, but gravitates towards all genres when doing covers.
Soap the Band is a cleaning agent, moonlighting as an alternative rock group in Burlington, Vermont. Comprised of five individuals who must not be named, Soap's sound has only been described using intense facial expressions and hand motions. Starting in the fall of 2023, the cohort has been a tear of live shows.
We also talked to Comatose Kids.
I'm Kai, and I'm the bassist. Play guitar sometimes, but yeah, mainly bass.
I'm Jan. I play keyboard and sometimes bass.
I'm Sawyer. I play guitar and I sing.
Comatose Kids started out 3 years ago.
We didn't form until the end of our freshman year, and we got to UVM, and we saw, like, we went to some basement shows, and we saw some of the bands, and the scene was kind of just coming back to life after COVID. I mean, it was still like COVID, but, you know, like, all the restrictions kind of got lifted and people started being in groups.
Years later, many bands are starting to form again, such as Sap Sippers.
All right, so we're Sap Sippers. We're like a classic rock band. I'm Kira. I'm the singer.
I'm Talia. I'm the bassist.
I'm Ben. I'm the drummer.
I'm Chris, and I play lead guitar.
And we also have a rhythm guitarist who's not with us today. His name is Luke.
When bands are starting out, finding a venue to play can be tough.
Actually got our first show at the Back Five.
So we played, it was like supposed to be a two-band gig. We had no gear. So I spent all my money on a PA system at Guitar Center and returned it the next day saying that it wasn't what we were looking for. Just for the, it was
we needed it for the night.
Absurd rental system. But it worked. We blew through the kick drum. We sounded awful. But a ton of people showed up, and it was really fun to start.
That was Soap. They've since moved on from shows on Trinity campus to venues in the Burlington area.
To both the houses and bands, booking is an important part of running shows. We heard from both sides about how it works.
Some bookings happen through social media.
A lot of times, bands or members of bands will reach out directly to us on our private Instagram or DM us.
That was Spud Spot. Sav, the head of Spud's booking, makes a concerted effort to book equitably.
Really trying to give space to the bands who, A, are really underrepresented in the scene. Like I've said, I've been trying to like get more queer and female-fronted bands involved because feel like it's not super, like, they don't get as much of that, like, front local band time, because we really strive to provide a space that's accepting and welcoming for all people.
With so many bands in the community, sometimes the volume can be overwhelming, as Jake from the House Project describes.
We had, like, two a weekend, and I run the whole Instagram and everything, but lately it's becoming so much. I mean, I get at least like in terms of new bands DMing me, like at least 1 to 2 per day, plus all the other ones that are just sitting there.
Sap Sippers have also found that there's a lot of bands booking shows right now.
So the market is saturated, which is great creatively, but it does make it challenging to book things, and you do have to book things in advance. You do have to know the right people, definitely.
Because of this, they like to get a word in person.
When someone goes to like a show, they'll like find the booker and be like, hey, have you ever heard of our band?
After a successful booking, one of the next steps for both venues and bands is figuring out ticketing. Members of both The House Project and Spud Spot are in bands, so they have experience of being on both sides of the gig.
That was definitely a learning experience. Because I've been in so many bands and I've done so many gigs, it always bothered me that you'll play at some venue and you'll have a huge crowd and then make like, you know, $50, which is fine. Like the venue, like the amount of stuff that we have to do to set up and break down and provide for the bands is a lot. And I totally understand, you know, venues taking a large cut. But what we've done, and which I've liked, is done a complete even split. So we do, you know, at the door, whatever, you know, the cover is for the night, we leave it up to the bands.
Spud Spot echoed this sentiment.
Yeah, we want to make sure that all the door money that we get is actually going back towards the bands.
Yeah.
Yes, we are charging door and they were calling them tickets, but in actuality, it's more or less a donation to the bands who are playing, whether they be local or traveling. It's a way to give back and help support them because they're, you know, driving hella far, taking time to practice and stuff.
Comatose Kids explains the work that goes into these shows and how the payment is for more than just the music.
And I'd say like one show, there's probably minimum, like if we play for 2 hours, there's another like 10 hours, 12 hours of work that goes into it.
They describe their mindset on the ticket prices.
Usually I think about it as like a safety net. Like let's say somebody jumps and breaks a water hose in the person's basement or like breaks a pipe. Like that's not going to be an easy or cheap fix. Or like what if somebody spills a beer on your guitar amp? It helps when you're putting so much time outside of just performing.
This is why Spud Spot believes in fair payments for bands, even when it puts them at a financial disadvantage.
You can ask almost any band that's like ever played here, like, are you satisfied with your payout? Or do you feel like you were fairly treated? And like, even on smaller shows, we will completely neglect to do a house cut just to make sure that the bands are at least compensated for like their gas money.
Last spring we ran, I think we did 3 shows in a row where we ran at a loss.
House venue owners have to navigate conflicts that may arise in their neighborhood. Spud Spot and The House Project discuss talking with neighbors and landlords.
Jake and Jonas from The House Project comment on disturbing their neighbors and the difficulty of managing unruly crowds.
It is becoming more and more stressful, especially with the popularity increasing so dramatically. I mean, it's exponential, right? It is getting to a point where it's hard to keep track of managing the flow of people.
I mean, we haven't had any neighbors come over and complain about it.
The only problems I've ever had was actually parking, because students that drive, and this was the biggest problem in summer, because, you know, no students are walking from dorms or a lot. We get a lot of freshmen, sophomores. Some juniors or seniors, but usually that's people that, you know, are coming for their friends.
Wyatt and Aiden both have had a background in working in concert security, and they bring this knowledge into running Spud Spot.
Suffice to say, it was good practice to handle, you know, drunken, unruly freshmen or whatever at our shows. It kind of like inspired a lot of the like safety first mentality that we wanted to kind of institute in Spud Spot going forward.
But when crowds are rowdy outside and disturb the other homeowners on the block, they try to have a conversation and smooth things over the next day.
So I end up making apology cookies the next day and we're on good terms now.
When asked about landlords, the houses had similar answers. The guys at the house project speak hypothetically.
Perhaps, maybe, if there were a landlord that couldn't know, they may or may not know what's happening. Possibly.
I think we do a really good job of keeping this place under wraps.
And Spudspot operates on a don't ask, don't tell system.
Ars is pretty chill about everything. Yeah. He lives in Florida.
Yeah. Okay. That's basically, what he doesn't know doesn't hurt.
While the audiences can be unruly and cause some trouble, for the most part, UVM students are very supportive of the bands here.
It seems very supportive. There's very little competition. There's a lot of local venues that are run by students as well, and it's in everyone's best interest to work together. And like, it's in the venue's best interest, and it's in our best interest.
That was Soap. They describe how playing in the music scene has created a community for them.
But we can go to class together, and then we can go book a show together. And it's really special, yeah.
It's just a lot of our friends. And yeah. As we've been here, we've all got our own separate connections, and then all of that comes together for a show. It's very supportive. There's always, like, some familiar faces in the crowd for each of us, which is very reassuring.
Yeah. Sap Sippers agree with how the music scene intersects with regular life.
Sometimes we're, like, sharing a bill or something with someone that you know is always really fun. Like, oh, I remember you, or, like, you're in my major, and we're in classes together, and now we're playing a show together. So it's a lot of fun to see people that you know, and it's definitely a very supportive community and a pretty welcoming community too.
They argue that while there are a lot of bands in the scene, it almost makes it less competitive.
I think part of it is that since there's so many bands, you can't really be competitive as much. You can't be like threatened because there's gonna be so many other bands and a lot of them are really talented, so it becomes more of a kinder, like more sharing environment.
They describe how bands will support each other.
There's normally like a group chat of the bands that are playing that night, and you can decide like who's gonna backline something, which is like who's gonna lend out like a bass amp is really big and really heavy and not everyone wants to be hauling their bass amp into the show, so normally bassists will be like, you guys can all use mine, and that makes it easier, because all the bands are normally really chill.
Comatose Kids notes how Burlington is such a supportive environment.
There's a lot going on in a really condensed area, and the scene is definitely, it's very vibrant, it's very supportive. The whole, like, I mean, I think UVM and Burlington in general just draw, like, artistic people.
They describe how they enjoy working with other artists, not just musicians.
Yeah, I'd say that like all the arts kind of like they work together. So like we play music. I mean, we do other things too. But we like we play music. But then it's like, oh, and then we have artists that make posters for us, and we have people who like shoot photography for us. And we haven't made a music video, but if we did, we need a videographer.
This idea of community and collaboration is echoed by the House Project.
I am so stoked that we do this because as someone who went to a lot of venues as a younger student, saw what those were like, and then gets to see now what we provide to people and how much folks enjoy the music here.
Oh, yeah.
Love getting to be that piece in the community. It feels very engaging. It's really fun.
Insane
dad lore.
It's
a good
lore.
Thing. Yeah, right. Seriously, this will be a thing to remember for a long time. Adds character to the college experience.
And Spudspot.
Yeah, and so if we can foster a positive space that's constructive and safe and welcoming that people enjoy and come back to with the frequency that they do, then I think that can, you know, kind of impose some positive energy on like the rest of the DIY scene. You know, hopefully we can serve as some sort of an example to like to others who maybe are interested in doing this sort of thing. Like you cannot compromise on safety. You cannot compromise on like, you know, morality and just ethics. And, you know, that's just as important as the music itself.
The music scene, with all of its mishaps, can bring some unique experiences. Like when the fire alarm went off at the House Project, disrupting a show that Sap Sippers were playing in.
The fire department was on their way, and so, like, the owner of the venue had to, like, turn people away and was like, the show's canceled. But we couldn't leave because the fire truck had blocked us in, so we were just, like, in, like, the driveway. And then fire department went in, they were like, no, it's a false alarm.
Luckily, the crowd didn't get too far.
So after we had already, like, blasted everything out that were, like, show's off, like, show's canceled, go home, we had to try to, like, call everyone back. But everyone was really great.
Soap describes the same supportive community in recounting their first show.